News. Jack completes the Newport Marathon. On the 19th of April, Jack, 26, and from Lincolnshire, took on his first ever marathon in Newport alongside three of his army friends, Zach, Christian and Nathan, all of whom serve with the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Jack's granddad, Terry, who is 80, started losing his sight around 3 years ago due to macular degeneration and has received our support since 2024. Jack says, "I'm really happy that Grandad is looked after by Blind Veterans UK. They also support my grandmother. What the charity does for people like my granddad is phenomenal, and I wanted to do something to enable them to support more veterans like him." Jack's granddad, Terry, served with the 1st Battalion Royal Green Jackets. He joined as a rifleman in 1965, and during his service, he was stationed in Hong Kong, Norway, Northern Ireland, Cyprus, Germany, and the Falkland Islands. He served for 22 years and retired in 1987 as a warrant officer, Class 2. Jack is keen to encourage others to take on their own fundraising challenge, saying, "As soon as I got in touch with the charity's fundraising team, I've had nothing but support with a consistent back and forth of information. I was pointed in the right direction and supported to help set up my own fundraising page and given tips on how to maximise my fundraising and reach more people. We were also provided with t-shirts to wear." You can congratulate Jack and donate to his fundraising page at www.blindveterans.org.uk/Jack. Brighton bus named after D-Day veteran Ken. A Brighton bus has been named after the late blind veteran Ken Hobbs, who was one of the first to land on Sword Beach on D-Day and later lived at our rehabilitation centres in Ovingdon and Rustington. The Brighton and Hove Buses Coaster Route, the bus now carries Ken's name on the front with an information panel inside sharing his story with passengers. The tribute is especially fitting as Ken had a strong connection to the route. After leaving the army, he worked as a bus driver with Southdown Motor Services for 8 years and drove the route now served by the bus named in his honour. The route also passes our former rehabilitation centre in Ovingdean, the place Ken called home after he lost his sight. Ken, who was born in East Sussex, joined the Royal Army Service Corps as a driver in 1942. On the 6th of June 1944, he was among the Allied troops who landed in Normandy. Before arriving on the beach, Ken helped waterproof the vehicles that would be driven ashore by extending the exhaust pipes and sealing them. He drove onto Sword Beach at 7:30 a.m. Remembering that morning, Ken said the beach was noisy and that German forces were waiting for them. When asked if he was scared, he simply said, "You had to do it, that was it." Ken shared his memories of D-Day with us shortly before he sadly passed away in April 2024, aged 101. He was one of the first veterans to receive the Légion d'Honneur, France's highest order of merit, in recognition of his role of the liberation of France. Brighton and Hove Buses has been naming its buses after people who have made a significant contribution to the local area since 1999. Other names include Norman Cook, Chris Eubank and our founder, Sir Arthur Pearson. Joe Parker-Smith, our community engagement lead, thanked Brighton and Hove Buses for the tribute and for its ongoing dedication to providing accessible bus services in the local area, helping blind veterans regain their independence. She says, "This is such a wonderful and fitting way to remember Ken, and I know he would think it was marvellous." Recruitment drive for two new trustees. Blind Veterans UK is recruiting two new trustees to strengthen its board and support the charity's future direction. One role focuses on finance, including membership of a new finance and investment subcommittee, while the second seeks expertise in NHS management or healthcare, ideally with a military connection. The roles close at the beginning of August and end of July, respectively. Full details on both opportunities, including how to apply, can be found on the members area of our website at www.blindveterans.org.uk/trustees, Members interested in applying can also request support by telephoning 0300 111 2233. Soprasteria fundraising hike. Our wonderful corporate partners from Soprasteria joined us recently for an incredibly successful 11-kilometre fundraising hike in South Downs National Park. 55 Soprasteria staff joined with 10 of our members who were attending an activity taster week at Rustington to take on the hike. This allowed our partners from Soprasteria to get stuck in and see the success of our rehabilitation programme in action, get to know our members and stop for a nice picnic along the way. The general public could see our group coming a mile off as hordes of fundraisers and members trekked over the landscape, supporting each other and chatting as they went. After the walk, everyone gathered at the Rustington Centre to celebrate their achievement and enjoy a buffet and live music. A big thank you to the Soprasteria team for taking on this challenge to raise £20,000, and a big well done to all.